the computer chip manufacturer Intel surprised and delighted the computer industry last week with the announcement that its engineers had invented a way to speed up the design cycle of their chips. From now on, the amount of memory each chip can hold will double every 9 months instead of every 18 months. This means computer processing speeds will increase at an even faster rate than before. Since the bulk of industry profits depend on loyal customers frequently upgrading their hardware and software, a faster product cycle means that technology will become obsolete more quickly, forcing people to buy more often if they want to keep up with the neighbors. For computer executives, the news is pure gold. But for the rest of us, the consequences are more mixed. It is true that machines will get even smarter, cheaper, and lighter. And will make our lives more convenient. But the faster pace has its ugly sides. Not only do technological improvements increase the stress of living in a hyper-speedy, information-saturated world, but they also affect our relationship with time. As machines get quicker and quicker, the world appears to move slower and slower. Have you ever been in an elevator with someone who impatiently smacks one of the floor buttons over and over, as if pushing it would speed the ride? We are all becoming that person. A culture of restless button smackers. Not long ago, I passed a McDonald's that had just introduced a guarantee that all lunch orders would be served within 90 seconds. But don't you think people will still tap their fingers on the counter? Roll their eyes? Even look at their watches? If you're in that button-smacking frame of mind, 90 seconds can seem like an eternity. So it goes with technology. As we speed it up, we also speed up our expectations. Remember how 9600 baud modems and 386 Windows machines once seemed swift? Now, a few years later, we consider them virtually unusable. When the pace of change is so dramatic, people who stand still feel as if they are falling behind. A faster product cycle is going to further weaken the confidence of consumers, who already feel that the machines they are buying today are almost immediately obsolete. In our compulsion to improve efficiency, we easily forget that intelligent work by humans is not just a matter of processing speed. Notice the constant stream of spelling mistakes and missing words in the email you receive. Good work takes time and patience. Humans are not designed for multitasking. Someday, there will be no discernible weight at all for transferring files or for web pages to appear on screen. But when the web becomes as instantaneous as television, will we then be content with the speed of information? My guess is that we won't. As we enjoy the spectacular benefits of the information revolution, we must try to remember that the machines are there to keep up with us, not the other way around. I admire Intel for what it has accomplished, but my life doesn't need its velocity doubled just yet. Thanks very much.